This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 18. Death in the Desert. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 20. In the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. There, Miriam died and was buried. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." The whole Israelite community set out from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. At Mount Hor, near the border of Edom, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Aaron will be gathered to his people. He will not enter the land I give the Israelites, because both of you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Get Aaron and his son, Eleazar, and take them up Mount Hor. Remove Aaron's garments and put them on his son, Eleazar, for Aaron will be gathered to his people. He will die there." Moses did as the Lord commanded. They went up to Mount Hor in the sight of the whole community. Moses removed Aaron's garments and put them on his son, Eleazar, and Aaron died there on top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. And when the whole community learned that Aaron had died, all the Israelites mourned for him 30 days. People often say there are two things that are certain in life, death and taxes. This passage doesn't say anything about taxes, but it talks a lot about death. Sometimes that may seem morbid, but all of us need to recognize the reality of death. Death confronted three people in this passage. Moses' sister Miriam and his brother Aaron both died. And Moses' death was announced. Miriam's death was ordinary, while Aaron and Moses' death were connected to their failure to listen to God's commands. Death is a common yet painful part of life in the wilderness. Before any of us reach heaven, we're going to die, unless Jesus returns first. Death kills, and for those of us who lose a loved one to death, it stings painfully. It's not something we get over in a short time. We were created to live, not die. When we're faced with death, though, we must not grieve as people without hope. We are reminded here that death does not have the last word. We're reminded here that death doesn't have the last word. God said that Aaron would be gathered to his people. This is not just a way of making death sound nice. It's a statement that Aaron still belonged to God's people. So it is with us. We have a resurrected Savior. If we are in Christ, we know that death cannot separate us from his love, and our souls will go to be with him. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, you have defeated death for us. Comfort all who are hurting and grieving today, and help us to trust in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.